You can wear the men's belts, but the women wanted a little bit of a more feminine buckle. So we actually launched the line in 2020. For years, we've had women say, hey, I want an Ansom belt too. So we redesigned the buckles to be a little bit more feminine, and we added some more feminine strap colors and launched the ladies line in 2020.
So it sounds like the women's brand that you have, though, has a lot of growth potential.
We just did an analysis of a men's brand, and about 53% of their buyers are women, because the women are buying for the man.
All right, so we're back again. We have a little bit brighter side of the couch over here. We have David and his better half. And so, Kristen, thanks for coming in. You guys together run and operate Anson Belt and Buckle, right? With your father. Or how does this whole thing work?
Yeah, with my father and my two best friends and a ton of strategic partners like Matt and his team. But yes, Kristen has recently in the last couple of years, really kind of since 2020 almost. So, you know, since 2021, 2020 has been really taking the reins on the Anson Belt for her line that we introduced around that time.
Yeah. So when did you guys decide to do that and why the Anson Belt for her?
So we actually launched the line in 2020. For years, we've had women say, hey, I want an Anson Belt too. And at first, we just didn't think the market was there, because when men wear belts more often than women. Yeah. But we had enough women ask us that we said, hey, maybe this is something we need to look into. I was already wearing the men's belts, you know.
Yeah, in the smaller size, right? Because the belt comes in two different sizes. Yeah.
And I would say, you know, you can wear the men's belts, but the women wanted a little bit of a more feminine buckle. So we redesigned the buckles to be a little bit more feminine, and we added some more feminine strap colors and launched the ladies line in 2020. And I actually started helping with social media in 2022. We weren't really doing much with the ladies line, and
right.
I kind of have fun creating content, so I decided, why not try?
The buckle, how much, you know, getting that feminine touch into it, how much time did it take to kind of get that right? Was it a one and done thing, or how long did it take to get, because I know how you wanted
to
be right.
David?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it wasn't so, one
so, yeah. So basically, the buckle was created in 2003.
Yeah, so we actually, I mean, the buckle. We've had the idea for a long time for the curve, but you know, basically the big difference is that it doesn't have the buckle bar. So we took away the buckle bar and kind of made it a little more dainty. It definitely is more minimalistic. You know, isn't as. But you could also go with the classic that's full faced. But both of them have softer edges to the buckle. So the men's is very squared and hard edges, corners, which just feels more masculine. So we felt like, you know, kind of curving those lines would be more feminine, as well as adding straps that are more, you know, geared
feminine.
More towards women, you know, leopard print and the multicolored boas and things like that. And
I
some
need
of the
that
pastels
in the men's,
and,
that.
And all that. So yeah.
That's cool.
Josh, I'll start wearing the
women's.
The women's leopard print.
Golfers, especially. Dude,
I would rock a boa belt like in the women's color like tomorrow. If I had a pink boa belt.
We're going to bring you a hot pink one.
I would wear it. Dude, bring it. I will wear the heck out of it.
Wow. But yeah, just like, yes. You know, women wore the men's lines for forever. We definitely have some guys that like some of those boa prints. So, you know, it's not exclusive to gender, but.
And you can mix and match within any collection as long as you stay within the same width.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, which is so awesome.
Any
yeah.
differences? So at what point did you decide, okay, you bringing that on, did you use the same manufacturers for stuff? Did that take a whole nother mindset of sourcing? Within building a brand, you've got the idea of like, now do I market multiple tiers? I've got a website that's been traditionally male-based. Mm-hmm. Did I have to think about, okay, it's female-based. How do I do this without just throwing a curveball to my regular people?
Absolutely. So
talk about a little bit about what it actually means to add a product line to a brand.
Yeah, so we really had a lot of those tough decisions because it's, you know, you're exactly right. Do you add it to your normal website that all of your traffic's going to?
Or do you just
go
whole new website?
Which is 90%, you know, probably, you know, male except when gift giving and that kind of thing. So that was really something we struggled with and ultimately decided to kind of split it up into kind of our traditional Anson Belt line, and then our Anson Belt for Her line that was just strictly for, you know, our women's collection. And so that way, when, you know, if a customer was looking for a women's belt, they would go to the Anson Belt for Her page, and all of that product would be, you know, from our women's line. So really, I felt like that was the best way, because so much of our traffic and so many of our historical customers were male, that I felt like kind of blending that too much would have turned them off too much. So kind of split those up.
Matt, I'm going to ask you a question now. Like with the website side of these things, what kind of conversations do you guys have about that portion of the site? Is it different as well as the way it is maybe laid out, or is it more feminine based? Any thought go into having that different than the male side, or is what works on the male side work on also the female side?
Yeah, the principles of good optimization work on both. But one thing that they wanted to be very clear of is they want them to know if they're on the For Her, then they know that. And so that's very clear up in the menu. Like, you know what area of the site that you're on.
And with the imagery, you know, yeah, as well. So, you know, featuring more of our women's belts and women's lifestyle images, that kind of thing.
Cool. What have you enjoyed the most about, like, with the social media stuff? Like, obviously, like a year or two ago, like you said, you took it over. It's like the thing just took off as far as like a fresh breath of air. I see it all the time. It's like, it's just great watching it. I think it just really is great. Has that contributed to more sales in the business, or what have you guys seen? And what would you recommend for someone out there that's kind of doing similar things?
I think it's probably helped with sales, but also engagement. I have people who reach out to me regularly and they, you know, let me know things that they would like to see in the future, and they'll give me feedback. And I've been able to reach out to some of them to test new products like the loops that we just came out with. I reached out and had about 10 loyal followers try them for us before we put them on market. So just
that's a big deal.
Engagement is a big deal.
Yeah, building that matters community. Because you feel comfortable if you know if those 10 people who are your fans
absolutely
are going to really like it.
Yeah,
then
positive feedback, and they'll tell you if not. They'll say, yeah, I like it, but this.
Yeah, with the loops, the ladies all loved them. The guys were kind of like, I don't really see a need for this, but really I thought the loops would be more helpful for women who wear them with dresses.
That's who we had in mind, was our female customers that would wear higher waisted belts.
And 100%. So
but really, then some other gentlemen have said, exactly, I really want the loops.
Some guys like to keep theirs longer, and so they keep a longer kind of tail to their strap. And so they prefer to have them.
I have
a
curiosity question. Have you looked at your buyers list since you introduced the women's line to see if the number of women buyers has went up?
Because we've definitely introduced a lot, you know, more female customers. I mean, I think, you know, overall, it hasn't been an overwhelming percentage, but it has definitely brought in a loyal following from female customers that otherwise would have never bought our belt and never been customers.
Where I was getting at is we just did a analysis of a men's brand, and about 53% of their buyers are women, because the women are buying for the men.
Yep.
And then about 47% were men. And so I didn't know if, like, whatever your number was before that, and now you're bringing women in that will look at the women's belts, but they're also going to buy men's belts for their...
Exactly. Or how many of our female customers then went on to purchase the women's belts as well?
And
that would be a really tough metric, to kind of nail down. But
yeah, I was just trying to wonder if like the skew of like how many was predominantly men buyers is now, if it's evening out a little more.
Yep. It'd be interesting to see. Yep. I think women's belts are also starting to make a little bit of a comeback for a while. Time. Like when I was in high school, we wore belts every single day, and then, that kind of went away, but they're starting to come back. The shorts, the shirts are getting shorter and the jeans are getting higher.
Yeah, Josh used to wear calf shorts. Yeah. He doesn't anymore. So things go in.
The low rise, you didn't need a belt as much, but the higher waisted jeans, you need a belt.
The calf shorts are dirty. I just didn't wear them. We joke, and this goes back to the previous thing. Like, I got some of the Michael swim shorts because, I like bright colors. The first couple of times I wore them, we boat all the time. It's like, why are the back of my legs so fried?
You got to turn around next time on the way back.
They never saw sun.
Now he's finally got shorts that go to his knee.
It's funny,
super funny. So it sounds like the women's brand that you have though has a lot of growth potential, especially if the market is trending in a direction. Do you have any plans? And you don't have to say those, but do you have plans? Like, you're ready to pull triggers and levers when we meet certain metrics? How do you go about doing that? Do you just go off gut feeling when it's happening, or is it something?
It's definitely a line that we want to expand on, because you're absolutely right. The potential for growth is very high, I think that the trends are going more towards fashion trends are going more towards women wearing belts, so that market is going to increasingly increase over the years. So as far as adding new products, we're always looking to add new ones. So there's so much to that line that you can get creative with, with the materials, and the colors, and the prints. So there's a lot that we want to do with that. And the buckles, definitely want to, you know, introduce some different styles of women's buckles. And so there's a lot of you know, potential there.
Do you think do you think the women's line will ever be its own standalone site? Would you ever do that in your mind? And in your mind, when would that be smart to do? So if someone that's out there, again, maybe not a belt brand, obviously, but has catered to both male and female, when do you decide that maybe now's the time to break this off?
Well, I mean, we have, you know, you're able to physically navigate there through the men's site, through our ansonbelt.com site that gets, you know, the traffic that it does. I think that what you would do is just, you would be sending traffic to your Anson Belt for Her site, which is, you know, where you can get to from the men's. And, you know, it can still, you know, you can send traffic to there, but, you know, I think that for SEO, for all the things
stays
that
together
Anson Belt has established, that it would be, it would be
dumb.
It wouldn't be beneficial to separate that until the other one is just getting so much that it can.
Because I'm sure there's people out there that
I think they feed each other. I definitely do. But the other thing that this made me think about what you guys were talking is, just because you have one successful brand doesn't mean that it doesn't take work to add things in and get them to grow. Because it's certainly, just because you have the critical mass in the men's market doesn't mean that you have it in the women's yet.
Absolutely.
And it takes work. And so you gotta, like, it's definitely, like, all right, I gotta get dirty again. I gotta break it down and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you have someone over here that's super.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't be able to do it without her.
It probably wouldn't happen without her. Let's be honest.
She can certainly talk to the audience much different than you can.
You can't, you can't go sell a belt, man.
That's the thing. It wasn't happening. We introduced the, you know, the men's line, and we just weren't, I didn't have the time to dedicate to it. I mean, it just wasn't a revenue driver that, I mean, at the time, the men's required all my focus. So it was hard to take focus off of that. So bringing Kristen on to, you know, to take the reins on that was crucial to getting that, you know, going at all, because it really wasn't without that.
And you really do like the men's side of the fashion all the rest of it. Like,
I'm
really
passionate about that.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
Is there a friendly competition amongst you? Do you have do you have any goals for you on your side of the line of those things that you want to get it to, that you're like, I'm just going to show him with this? Or maybe some of that friendly competition is always good.
Well, I think he's good about, you know, acknowledging what I do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she blows me away with the social media aspect.
But,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a little friendly competition.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Drives growth. Yeah.
That's
like,
cool.
Oh, I already posted my free belt Friday. Have you?
No. Yeah.
Dude, accountability.
That kind of thing,
so
for sure.
Far in life, huh? Yeah. Like, have you? How come you haven't done it, David?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. You didn't pick a winner yet? Jeez.
Where are you right now?
She'll keep you consistent.
What are you even doing?
Yep, that's right. That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, thanks for joining us. Anything else, like, takeaways?
No, I just think it's fun to see that them work together and make it work and enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's been fun. Yeah.
Anson Belt for Her. I can't wait to get my BOA belt.
Absolutely.
It's going
to
be
Can't
sick,
wait to see it on you.
And it'll continue to grow. And one day it'll be like, it'll be the same, or who knows? Maybe the female
amazing.
Will surpass the male.
Awesome.
It's just such a large people out there, and it's awesome. Cool. Thanks for your time, Kristen.
Awesome. Yes, thanks for having me.